And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Before we get started, you know, I'd just like to thank all of my friends out there. I mentioned a week or two on the radio here that I've been having some problems with nerve inflammation in my body, and it's affected my lungs and my liver and a lot of vital organs, and I've just been pretty sick. And then I had an attack of shingles that hit, and boy, that can be powerful in the hurt capacity. And really, this has been lingering on for 9 or 10 weeks, but I cannot tell you how much I appreciate those of you who phoned into the ministry, wrote me letters, wrote me emails, let me know you were praying for me. I confidently believe in the prayers of the saints. I'm feeling a lot better. I may not be 100% there, but I think I'm about 80% now, feeling a lot better. God has worked just supernaturally in my life here. And, you know, we just go through these things. We have these old earthly bodies. Someday, as Christians, we'll have a new immortal body. But for now, we've got to live with what we've got. I think God doesn't want us to get too used to these temporary vessels. So, made of flesh and blood, you know, the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot, will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, I mean, you know, Jesus in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, you don't have Christ in you physically. He's, you know, he's not some little man or some, you know, flesh and blood entity in you, but the Spirit of Christ. And in fact, when you come to know Christ, you're pressed into the kingdom of God, brought into it. And it's a spiritual kingdom. Some people don't understand the things of the Spirit, and I understand that because the Bible says the natural man, that's just a man who's been everybody, like everybody's born into this world and doesn't know Christ. Well, that person is a natural man. It says the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can they know them. Isn't that amazing? A flesh and blood man, he can be an atheist, an agnostic, a Hindu, a Buddhist, but if he doesn't know Jesus Christ, he doesn't really understand things that are spiritual. And of course, there are many false Christians, pseudo-Christians too. They can't understand these things either. They don't understand. They're looking for some kind of earthly kingdom. Some of them are trying to exalt the Jews and the nation of Israel and make it into a worldly, earthly kingdom. But Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. And I know for a fact, my friends, that we have already been translated. We're resident citizens of a heavenly place. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. But so many of you wrote to me, and you know, nevertheless, while we're here, this short lifespan that we have, our bodies can hurt, they can ache, we can have diseases, we can have things happen to us. Knowing that the saints are praying for me, you are praying for me. And many of you sent me remedies. I believe in old home remedies. I believe in the saints, you know, giving good counsel and advice. A lot better than doctors I went to. I went to 4 medical doctors. I did get a wonderful help from a precious lady. She's a MD from California. I'm not going to mention her name because everybody in the world might start calling her wanting medical advice, but she called me. She said, I'm a friend of your ministry for a long, long time, Tex, and I want you well. And she told me some things to do. So her name starts with a C, the letter C. She knows who she is listening to me. And I appreciate her so much, okay? And many of you as well who gave me some help and told me what to do about shingles and these things. And some of that worked. All right. But again, I give God all the greater credit. Now, today I'm going to be talking about something that I think may be the most important thing you've heard in months and months in the past or to come, maybe in years. because I'm going to tell you what's really happening in the world today, what the future holds for America, and what the scheme and plan of the Illuminati elite is in terms of America's economy, our culture, our religion, and basically our government. There's going to be some things I talk about today you've never heard about. But that's my job. That's what God has given me to do. And I spent many months, some people would say, of grueling research, but I like it. So it's fun. You know, I don't golf. I have a lot of friends invite me. How about going and playing a round of golf? No, I don't want to do that. Not even miniature golf. I don't go hunting. Some friends want me to go out hunting with them. I'd be bored. They love it. They're excited. Okay, go ahead. They want to go fishing. They want me to go bowling. They want me to do this and that. You know, I don't even like to go on vacations. That's a terrible thing. Sometimes as Wanda says, don't you think we ought to go on vacation to see my cousin Nadine up in Oregon? And I go, why don't you go, Wanda? I've got another book to write. I've got another radio program to do. I got some research to do. This is the love of my life, exposing evildoers, praising God. That's what I do. That's what I don't do it necessarily for a living. Although, you know, I need to eat and sleep and pay my bills, but I do it because I just enjoy it. That's my passion. And I'm going to keep doing it until Jesus comes or I go to be with him. Okay. That's just what I do. Everybody's called to do a certain thing. You can be a great auto mechanic, a great plumber, a great doctor, a lawyer. I don't care. Housewife. All of those are honorable. You can be a greeter at Walmart or you can own a Walmart. Do it for the glory of God. But I have been called to do research, to investigate. And I'm good at what I do because God called me. And if you're in a calling that he didn't give to you, it can be a drudge. It can be drudgery. It can be misery. I feel so sorry for people to come home. I hate my job. Well, I don't hate my job. I hate to leave. You know, the office clears up here, and sometimes I'm still around, and I like it. And I enjoy it. You know, so that's the way it goes. But it's important. It's vital. It's key. Now, listen, I want to talk today about a country that is overtaking America. It's a colossus of evil. Not that America's not evil, because we're another colossus. We sort of have two beasts here operating. You know, the Bible talks about beast. There's two beasts in Revelation 13. Beast that comes up out of the sea, and then another one that comes up out of the earth. Oh, those are symbols, aren't they, of great power? In Revelation 17, it talks about a scarlet-colored beast. A red beast, in other words, colored red. And there's a woman atop that beast. And she wears red, scarlet, and purple. She's a prostitute, a harlot, the mother of harlots. She's riding this beast. She tells it where to go, what to do. The color red. You know, I was stationed over in Europe for several years in the Air Force, and I visited Holland one time, and we drove past this street, and I noticed all these red lights in the windows, and girls were there. Actually, they had picture windows and half-naked girls. What is this? Well, they said, this is the red light district. This is where the brothels are in Amsterdam. Well, you know what? As a kid, I'd heard about the red light district, but I thought it was just a word or term. I didn't even know they really had them, but, you know, that's it. That's what they did over there in Amsterdam. They had a red light district, a brothel, where you can walk down the sidewalk and choose the girl you want in the window and go window shopping. Wow. I don't know about Well, I was with my wife, and she didn't much care for that, so we didn't stop. We drove on through. Well, good for her. Good for her. Well, in any case, the color red is very interesting. Rothschild, of course. Real name was, his last name was Bauer. Amschel Mayer Bayer, or Bauer. And then back in the 17th century, he changed the family name, and the dynasty became known as Rothschild, which means red shield. Red. The color red seemed to be pretty interesting, isn't it? The scarlet-colored beast Rothschild, the Red Shield. Communism took up the banner of the Reds. They're called the Reds. Red China. Their symbol on, you know, throughout their flag and so forth is a red star. Cuba had that red star, so did communist Russia, the red star. The five-pointed star, of course, has always been a great symbol. It can be traced all the way back to the medieval age and even before, but certainly in the medieval ages, where the sorcerers and the witches said that the five-pointed star was Solomon's seal. They took up Jewish Kabbalism in the medieval period, witches and sorcerers. Even the ones that were Gentiles. They read from the Kabbalah and learned from Jewish rabbis how to cast spells and do magic and worship devils and conjure up spirits. And the five-pointed star became one of their symbols, as well as the six-pointed star, the hexagram of Solomon. Solomon's seal, Solomon's hexagram. The five-pointed star. Freemasonry took up that star as one of their symbols of occult power. But Red China certainly is an occult power, isn't it? Imagine, Red China now has become a combination of capitalism and communism. How can you be both communist and capitalist? It's because capitalist really is fated. It has always been planned by the Illuminati elite to merge capitalism and communism to come up with a synthesis. That's the Hegelian dialectic, the conflict of opposites. They seem to be so different, communism and capitalism. Merge the two together through some kind of alchemy magic, and you come up with, I don't know what you would name it necessarily, capitalist communism, Capcom, I guess you could call it. But it's a synthesis, a merger. It brings it together like the Chinese Tao, T-A-O. You've seen that at martial arts academies and so forth. That circle, black and red, sometimes black and white, with the backward satanic S in the middle dividing it, the Tao, also known as the yin-yang, bringing the yin and the yang together, AC-DC. Red China. You know, I've always liked the Chinese people. I don't have any animosity toward China. I've always wanted America to be friends with China. And about 40 years ago, it's been at least four decades, Henry Kissinger, a Jew, foreign policy, top foreign policy advisor to Nixon, with the president's approval, opened the doors to Red China, going to Red China and visiting Zhou Enlai, their foreign minister, and Mao Zedong, the dictator and leader of Red China, Chairman Mao. Mao and Zhou Enlai and others, of course, after World War II, even before World War II, had carried out a communist revolution against the nationalist government of Chiang Kai-shek, which was overthrown in 1949 with the help of the United States and Russia. Oh, you didn't know about the United States. Well, the way the United States did it was just to cut off aid to the Democratic Nationalist Chinese government. When you cut off aid to the government, which favored the United States and was for democracy, that meant they had no arms. They had no weapons anymore. They didn't have the means, the resources to fight the communists. But the communists got all these weapons from Soviet Russia. And by 1949, Mao Zedong took power. Thus was born Red China, which at the time was said to have around 600 million people, the most of any country in the world. Today, Red China is said to have over 1 billion people, the most populous country on earth. Only India even comes close in population. But it's not only people that are a resource of the Red Chinese. Now, in fact, just this week, it was reported that Red China has surpassed Japan as the world's second largest economy in gross domestic product, GDP. It's now America, or the United States, Red China second, Japan third. Asia's come up a long way. Napoleon, the Emperor of France, General Napoleon, was very intrigued about China. And he noted that China at that time was a sleeping giant. But, said Napoleon, it would be better if we in the West do not wake the sleeping giant. Because if the giant awakens, then the world will roll. In other words, things could get bad. Don't awaken the sleeping giant, the great red dragon called China. Well, my friends, that red dragon is now awake, fully wide awake, eyes wide open, while the American people, our eyes are wide shut. Things are going on over in China that you don't know about, but I'm going to tell you about them today. Red China is the role model, the poster child for the Illuminati's perfect nation. It is what America is going to become. If you want to know what will happen to America, then study Red China, because we are going to become Red America. That's why we have a socialist communist president. And I want you to be aware of a little secret that I'm going to tell you today. And next week, I'm going to go into a little bit further. The United States is run, is controlled, is manipulated. Our president follows the orders of a small clique of communists, of red socialists. But their racial composition is Jewish. They're Jews. They're Zionist. I call them Zio-communist. Zio-communist. The White House, well, they have the run of it. Even the chef cooks tasty kosher meals. His name is Sam Cass. Actually, he was just promoted. He's now the food czar for America. He's going to tell you and me what to eat. He cooks those tasty kosher Jewish meals for Barack and Michelle and their family. Of course, Michelle's favorite cousin is a Jewish rabbi. I know you didn't know that black people could be called Jews. Anybody could convert. Sammy Davis Jr. converted. Marilyn Monroe, she was a Gentile. The famous actress, she converted. Yeah, the White House chef, Sam Cass, a Jew, cooking kosher, has been the White House chef for ever since Obama got there, but he's been the Obama family chef for over 20 years. He was the Obama family chef back in Chicago when Obama lived in a Jewish neighborhood, in a mansion. I know you thought he came up from the ranks. You thought he was like Jesse Jackson and all of them, some poor little black kid from the ghetto. But he's never lived in the ghetto. And I suspect he would never want to even visit there. Okay? So, nor is Michelle for that matter. All his friends have always been wealthy Jews. Lester Crown, Betty Lou Saltzman, Abner Mikva, Alan Solo. Oh, I know their names. And I actually showed you many of them and told you all about them in my video, Rothschild's Choice. Barack Obama and the hidden cabal behind the plot to murder America. Now I want to tell you today about the Illuminati's Oriental Express, the rise of China, and the beatdown of America. A lot of people are amazed at what has happened in our economy for the last 3 years. 2007, of course, the gathering storm rolled in, a perfect storm. And in 2008, everything broke loose in America. People lost jobs. Houses went underwater, meaning they owed more on the house than it was worth because of the mortgage situation. Now many people are at a desperate level. Real unemployment figures, not what the government tells you, are up 25 to 30% of Americans out of work. It's so bad in America that even many of the Mexican aliens are going home to Mexico because they can't get a job here. They can't support their families back in Mexico, so they go back there. May as well be poor in Mexico as to be poor in the United States. After all, things cost more here. But there's one country that has risen. Did you know that China its economy has been galloping 10 to 30% a year for the last 3 years while we've been suffering. There is yet another country whose also stock market has been booming and the nation's economy has been going up like a rocket these last 3 years. That would be the nation of, get this, Israel. Stock market of Israel has hit new highs. Why is that? Why is Israel going up while the Western world is suffering? All the world, except, of course, China and their friends, maybe India and a few others over there, they're doing well. Now, this makes no sense when you think about it logically if you listen to the news, because after all, when this great recession started here in the United States and the Western world, we were buying all these goods from China, made in China, everything. Furniture, clothes, you know, everything seemed to be made in China. Check the fine print. Even China was made in China, meaning, you know, the dishes and so forth. Trillions of dollars of goods came from China, flooding into the United States. And many countries have been put out of business, companies in America have been put out of business by the Chinese manufacturers. Now, without America having the money to buy all these goods anymore, without Europeans having the money to buy these goods, the Chinese economy surely is suffering. They don't have anybody to sell all these goods to. They must have had massive layoffs and closed down almost all their factories and everything that were making everything from toys to automobile parts to whatever. Well, if you think that, friend, you're absolutely wrong. They haven't skipped a beat. They're going like crazy over in China. But they're not selling to America and to Europe, so who are they selling to? What are they selling? Ah, yes. There's a mystery that can easily be solved, but only by Tex Mars and Power of Prophecy, because I explained it exactly to you in my program called Rothschild's Black Gold Empire. While all these goods that they were selling to America and Europe, most of that ceased, and their economy should have fallen. In fact, China is splurging and going on they're just going straight up their economy. How are they doing it? Well, they've become the world's super oil power. There's a country over in the Middle East called Iraq that is the second greatest oil producer in the world. And if the Iraqi people owned their own oil, they would be a very rich country indeed. After all, the Kuwaitis and the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and Qatar and all those countries in the Middle East are rich as can be. They're driving Mercedes and they have huge skyscraper buildings and all kinds of things over in Riyadh and the other countries of the Middle East. But the Iraqis, they're living like pigs. Even their own electric plants aren't up most of the day. The people are living in squalor, the ones that are still alive in Iraq that American forces haven't massacred. What's going on? A country that is the second biggest producer of oil in the world is poor as can be. Well, I told you about that. The Americans came in with Halliburton and all these other paid companies being given contracts by the U.S. government to build pipelines and oil fields. And where did the oil go to? Well, it's all going across over to southern Lebanon and Israel to the ports on the Mediterranean, and huge oil tankers are going in there from the Rothschild oil companies, and they're coming over to where they're taking all the oil that they're stealing, robbing from Iraq. They're taking it to China. And China has built 25 new oil refineries and gasoline refineries. And they use all this oil for themselves, all they want. And then the rest of it, they're marketing around the world. They're both the greatest importer and exporter of oil right now. India needs oil, China will sell it to them. Indonesia, China. Philippines, China. Japan, China. I suspect that America is buying much of its oil from China right now today. That's why we are closing up all the, you know, out to sea oil derricks. That's why the Deepwater Horizon was hit by a British submarine and blown out of the water. They wanted to close up all the off the coast, you know, drilling in America. And much of the drilling, the environmentalists will close up even inside the continental United States on land. They want us to buy Chinese oil and Middle East oil. So we'll owe them. So we'll be level like all the other people. We have more oil in the Gulf of Mexico and off the Atlantic and Pacific coast and inside the continental United States than any nation on earth. But they don't want us to drill for it because they want us to be dependent on foreign oil, especially now that China is selling to us. And China has become a great world oil power. Did you know that there is a company called PetroChina that nobody had even ever heard about 10 years ago? Rothschild owns an interest in it. Israelis own an interest in it. American Jews know about it. It's shot straight up, and it is now the fifth largest oil company in the world. And within a few more years, it will surpass ExxonMobil as the largest oil company in the world. But you've probably never heard of it, PetroChina. You can buy stock on the New York Stock Exchange. Yes, you can buy stock in PetroChina. But where does it get its oil since China doesn't have any oil? Oh, they got a smattering of oil out on in the waters of Vietnam and, you know, China, but not much. Where are they getting all this? How can they be the fifth largest oil company in the world and growing? They get it from Iraq. It's been stolen. That's why we went to Iraq, to steal the oil and to build new pipelines to go into Israel so the Israeli oil companies working with Rothschild can sell all the oil. Well, I suspect a few imams are getting some kickbacks and bribes, and the puppets that we put in power there in Baghdad, they're getting a few kickbacks, a pittance. People of Iraq, well, they can just go to Hades. That's what Halliburton, Schlumberger, and all the huge oil drilling outfits and oil companies say. But you know, China has become the richest, is becoming the richest nation on earth, second largest economy because of the oil that they've stolen. Now, they didn't steal it, but America did for them. Rothschilds did, Israel did, the Jews did it. But the Americans don't know anything about this. You're not allowed to know these facts, but I'm telling them to you now. Now, I want you to know something. China not only has the oil that we have killed for and been killed for. We have thousands of American men and women who've lost limbs fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan for China, for Israel, for the Rothschilds. Meanwhile, President Clinton started it, George W. Bush escalated it, and now Obama are giving China's military our weapon systems and secrets, modern missiles, nuclear bombs, nuclear submarines, a capable navy. China is now becoming a threat to the United States and the whole world militarily. And George Soros, the billionaire Jew and Rothschild associate, says this. He says, China will lead the new world order. China, George Soros says, will lead the new world order. America is being beat down, will be submerged, subordinated. Red China is the poster child, the role model, the perfect country, communist and capitalist, a synthesis for the new world order. This is Tex Mars. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're examining today the Illuminati's Oriental Express, the rise of China, and the beatdown of America. And it's your nation, your future that's at stake. Hello, friends. Tex Mars here. You know, this information I'm telling you today, George Soros, the Illuminati chieftain, saying that China will lead the New World Order. The Rothschild dynasty and its involvement in raising China. Obama as their puppet. America is to be brought down. China is to rise. And Israel is behind it all. No wonder the Bible in the book of Daniel talks about the little horn that comes up. He's more stout than the other horns. The beast has 10 horns, but this little horn then comes up. He uproots 3 of the others. He's more stout than his fellow horns. The horn, of course, is a sign of a world power, nation, or leader. I believe that's Israel. Israel, the little horn. Israel is also, I believe, the whore of Babylon, and she is riding the beast. And who is the beast? That would be the United States. But it's not just the United States, because we are giving all of our military secrets and we are shipping trillions of dollars into Chinese banks, which I'll prove in the second half of this program. We're making China a great economic and military power. Soon, the American military will simply be the mercenary force that does whatever the red Chinese dictator tells them to do. But who's behind the red Chinese dictator, currently Chairman Hu Jintao? He's taken over from, you know, Deng Xiaoping, and then before him, Mao Zedong and so forth. But believe me, Chairman Hu Jintao is not really the leader of China. He's just a front man, the way Obama is here, because there are Jews, Zionist Jews, who control China. And I will prove that to you this week and next week. I'll give you the names of some of the people. I'll give you some of the names who chose, of Jews, who actually chose Mao Zedong and trained him and mentored him. It was the Jews who fostered the Communist Revolution in Red China. Have you ever read about that in the newspapers? Newsweek, Time, Life Magazine, NBC, ABC, Fox News on TV? Of course not. You're not to know those forbidden facts. I hope you'll get today's program, The Illuminati's Oriental Express. I pray that you will order this. Get the CD or the audio tape. Give a copy to your friends. And next week, we're going to discuss this further as we examine the triad of evil, the secret plan of Rothschild, the Zionist Jews, American traitors, and Chinese communists to overthrow America. These are things that no one else knows about, but you will. Today's program, The Illuminati's Oriental Express. Next week's program, The Triad of Evil. Each of these is $8. And please add $5 shipping and handling. You can order both of these tapes, The Illuminati's Oriental Express and Triad of Evil. That'll be $16 total. And $5 shipping would get both of them to you. If you order one, well, we still charge $5 shipping. That's a standard charge. Whatever you order from us, basically. The Illuminati's Oriental Express, $8. The Triad of Evil, $8. $5 shipping and handling. Now, please, let us hear from you right away. Call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. My prayer is you'll order both of these tapes. Listen to them very carefully. Take notes if need be, and then let your friends hear them. I'm telling you, friends, a few years back, I did a two-part series called The Party is Over. I'm sure people laughed at me because I said America is finished. God has numbered this kingdom of America. He's numbered it. Just like in the book of Daniel, the king, Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, was having a great, great festival and party. No doubt great revelings were going on, just like happens in the White House these days. And then a finger suddenly appeared. A hand, a finger. Was it the finger of God? And it wrote on the wall, "It's all over. The party's over." That's basically what it said. That was the interpretation. But it was in words that Belshazzar had never heard, never seen. And none of his soothsayers or sorcerers or astrologists understood the message. But they said, there is one in the kingdom, the prophet Daniel. He hears from God. Perhaps he can explain what occurred. What, this great hand just came out of thin air and wrote on the wall. Belshazzar called for Daniel and said, can you explain this? And Daniel says, yes, I can. Belshazzar said, explain these words and what the meaning of this incredible supernatural thing. Explain it to me and I will give you anything you want. I'll give you great riches. You'll be the richest man in the kingdom if you can explain these. So worried and troubled was Belshazzar. But Daniel said, I want nothing from you, but I will tell you the mystery. And he did. The party's over. Since that time here in America, we've had the great crash of 2008. It continues today. Many banks failed. They're continuing to fall. Trillions of dollars have been spent from our government, and yet things still have not been righted. And now I'm explaining to you, exposing for the first time how China will lead the new world order and America is being beaten down, battered into submission. I want you to have this two-part series. Please order it today. 1-800-234-9673. You can also go to powerofprophecy.com, order these tapes. I hope we can get them up by this weekend, Jerry, both of them. They can order them online. The Illuminati's Oriental Express, Triad of Evil, two-part series. You can also write to us, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And just say text, a little note and say text, send me the either of the tapes today, the Illuminati's Oriental Express, or you can ask for Triad of Evil, or you can get both of them. $16 for both, $8 for each, $5 shipping and handling. Now let's return to our regular program. We're examining the Illuminati's Oriental Express. George Soros, on October the 28th, 2009, the billionaire, he told the Financial Times newspaper, a very authoritative source during interview, that China will supplant, that means take, become, you know, supersede, replace the United States as the leader of the New World Order. And then he warned America. He says America should not resist the country's decline. As the dollar weakens, living standards drop, and a new global currency is introduced. Do you get the arrogance of this man? This Rothschild associate, this billionaire who once broke the English currency, actually destroyed the English currency? Back during, this was about 25 years ago. So powerful is this gentleman, let's just call him. Think about it. He's warning the United States. Don't try to resist. China is to take your place. Your country will decline. The dollar will weaken. Living standards will drop. A new global currency is introduced. The arrogance of Mr. Soros. Who else is involved in this conspiracy to batter America down and to bring up the great red dragon, China? Well, there's the Bushes. There's Neil Bush. He was paid recently $2 million to be a director of a company called Gray Semiconductors in Red China. Of course, he's had some problems over there. Seems he's had some sexual romps with Chinese mistresses and girls. It's caused a divorce from his wife, Sharon. He's also a consultant to several other Chinese companies. He's getting rich. Neil Bush is getting rich, the brother of George W. Or is it George Herbert Walker. I can't even remember which Bush he's a brother of. Neil Bush. You might recall Mr. Neil Bush as a person who lost, I think it was over $1 billion during the savings and loan scandals about 20 years ago. Silverado savings and loan. You can read about it. Then there's Marvin Bush, another Bush. He's working on deals with People's Bank of China and Japan Sumitomo Bank. I think he's one of the biggest banks in the world, Sumitomo Bank in Japan and People's Bank of China. He's also been working a deal with CP Group. That's a motor group. I think they're going to probably end up replacing General Motors or Chrysler or something here in the United States. In Shanghai. Did you know, my friends, that this year, for the first time, more automobiles were made and sold in China than in the United States? Never in the history of the world has any nation sold more automobiles than the United States. But this last year, China became number one in automobiles. And soon, they'll be in our showrooms. Oh, yes. You're expected to drive a Chinese car. Maurice Strong will like that. He was formerly one of the top dogs of the United Nations, head of the United Nations Environmental Program. He's living in China now. He's a Canadian. He once lived in Colorado where he bought up much of the water rights, and he still owns them. In the town of Crestone, Colorado, where he lived with his wife, Hannah, they actually built a New Age occult temple there to worship their false gods. Maurice Strong, head of the United Nations Environmental Program. But he was invited by Chairman Hu, H-U, Jintao, Hu Jintao, to China. And now he lives in a big mansion behind a wrought iron fence. He's been involved in China, as it turns out, for over 40 years, I have discovered in my investigations. And Mr. Strong is now working with the Chinese, who he's been encouraging to buy up Detroit. That's right. He says the Chinese are going to be number one in the world in automobiles. And Detroit is a failed city. Detroit, Michigan, used to be, well, it's a cat's meow, the leader of the world in automobiles. There was General Motors, Chrysler, Ford. Now, says Maurice Strong, the Chinese should just go ahead and buy it. Buy up all those other motor companies. Take over America. It's amazing, isn't it? Our economy is declining in America. Unemployment is at record levels. The nation's infrastructure is crumbling. A few years ago, I took a trip from New York State all throughout the West Coast, came down through the middle of the United States. Then I went down on the Gulf of Mexico, the coast there, came back into Texas. My conclusion was the highways, the bridges, the whole infrastructure of America is crumbling. We have highways with huge potholes in them. Everything is just falling apart. Bridges are going to soon be collapsing. I think one big one did up in Minnesota a few years ago, kill a bunch of people. That's not going to be the last. But in China, the skyscrapers are rising. Now, let me just tell you a little secret that I discovered recently. Did you know that two huge banks, one of them being Goldman Sachs, the other Morgan Stanley, have now become builders and owners of warehouses? That's right, banks, Goldman Sachs, the most powerful bank in the world, you know, I've exposed it before, a Rothschild bank, Goldman Sachs, also in New Jersey and New York City, Goldman Sachs, which controls the oil markets of this world, along with its friendly associate bank, Morgan Stanley. That's right. They control the oil futures. They set the price of oil and gas in America. Two banks. But they're pals with Chairman Hu and the Jews, who are also running China. And, of course, Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are also headed by Jews and owned by Jews. Not only, according to the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC in Washington, D.C., they bought up 80% of the oil futures a couple years ago, and that's why the price of oil jumped up to $147 a barrel. That's why it broke the back of the American economy and drove up gasoline in some states to $5 a gallon. And they're going to do it again very soon. Meanwhile, did you know there's a Chinese bank, HSBC? They use the acronym, the letters, to try to fool people. Because HSBC is operating in 60 countries around the world, including the United States, Great Britain, throughout Europe and Asia. And what are the words HSBC or the letters HSBC mean? Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. It and JP Morgan Chase, an American Rothschild Rockefeller-owned bank, teamed together and now control the world's gold markets. Now you know why red Chinese are now buying up gold as fast as they can get it and storing it in their banks. It's nice when you own so much gold like red China does, but then you also, through your big bank, HSBC, working with JP Morgan Chase over in London, set the price every day for gold. Now I know many of you out there say, no, nobody sets the price for gold. That's set in the marketplace. You know, thousands of people buy and sell gold every day, and it goes up or down based on their sales. Are you kidding me? The price is set before the day ever begins, what it will open and close at. How do I know? Testimony before the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC in Washington, D.C. by Andrew McGuire, formerly chief of the trading desk at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in London. A whistleblower. And I'm here to tell you that if you think that, well, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, that's sort of like the Securities and Exchange Commission, but for commodities like gold, silver, wheat, corn, and so forth, they must really going to be put the stompers on that then, if testimony showed that. I'm sure the CFTC is going to come down hard on them. Well, friends, you have to understand who the chairman of the CFTC is. He was appointed by Barack Obama. And his name is Gary Gensler. Now, where did he work before he became head of this government agency, the CFTC, that overlooks all the commodities in the United States, basically the whole world? He worked for, are you ready for this, Goldman Sachs. It's a done deal. They know. They're working with them. The great red dragon is being exalted. America's being brought down. And, you know, over in Red China, when Obama visited, street vendors were selling T-shirts. They had a picture of Obama, Barack Obama on the T-shirts. Very popular seller on the streets of Beijing to honor Obama. They love Obama, but they call him Obamao. Their T-shirts, he was wearing a Mao peasant, you know, the gray suit. And he was wearing a Mao cap with a red star on it. Now, I don't mean that Barack Obama actually wore that himself. I'm just saying that that's how he was depicted in the artwork, the pictures, on T-shirts that were sold by street vendors. And they called it, the words on the T-shirts read Obama, rather than Obama, O-B-A. And there was a little gap, a little space, M-A-O, Obama. They even had posters that had him giving the communist salute wearing the red star cap. Which didn't surprise me because during the last political campaign where he won the presidency in Houston, Texas and a number of other campaign headquarters for Barack Obama, they had pictures of Che Guevara, the Cuban communist terrorist and guerrilla leader wearing that same cap. You know, in that case, it wasn't really the Mao cap, sorry, it was the beret, the little beret with a red star. And by the way, in Hollywood, that's very popular. Have a picture of the comedian Sarah Silverman that blasphemously makes fun of Jesus Christ. She's a very popular Jewish comedian. HBO, which is owned by the Jews on cable network, gave her the money and she had a great big comedy special. And she wore a T-shirt with a great red star on it. Macy's department store chain is owned by Jews. And what is their logo? The Red Star. Did you know the 60th anniversary of Mao Zedong's revolution, when communism took over Red China? Just a couple years ago. They celebrated in China the 60th anniversary of the communists come to power. Now I want you to understand, it has been said, and I don't know how true it is, but I know many millions perished, that up to 100 million people were massacred by the communists when they took over Red China. They say that Shanghai was not a nice place. In fact, you may have heard the term, I've been Shanghai'd. People in America still use that. You see, before the communists took over, tourists would go to Shanghai, one of the biggest cities in China, and they would get mugged there. Pickpockets were everywhere. Prostitutes were everywhere in Shanghai. They crawled and roamed the streets. Don't dare go out at night in Shanghai. But during the night, if you had a bodyguard, you could go to their casinos, their whiskey halls, their dance clubs, their nightclubs. You could have all the prostitutes and drugs you wanted. It was a crime center of the world, Shanghai. But it was a dangerous place. A lot of people were robbed and killed. Pickpockets took money. Prostitutes cheated. They're Johns. Maybe that was good. But in any case, people, after being robbed, would say, I've been Shanghai'd. That's how bad it was. But you know, within weeks after the communists took over Shanghai and the other cities in 1949, there wasn't one prostitute around. There were no casinos, no operators at casinos. There were no pickpockets. There were no drug dealers. You couldn't buy any drugs. They were all taken away. There were no bribes to be paid to the police because many of the police were killed, taken away. The crooked cops. Shanghai, Beijing, the other cities became clean cities. No freedoms, no liberties, no Bill of Rights. You lived under a tyrannical government, but you didn't have to worry about prostitutes, pickpockets. They were gone. Now, to be nice about it, some people say, well, they were probably re-educated, rehabilitated in the camps. Yeah, a bullet to the head does a lot of rehabilitation. Very fast, too. Sure cleaned up China. No pickpockets, not many at least, operating today in Shanghai. So, of course, some people would say, maybe we didn't need to do that in America. I don't know. Maybe so. Some people, of course, want to start with the politicians in Washington, D.C. The judges, I'm not, you know, supporting that. I'm just saying that a lot of people are angry right now in America. If you're angry now, what are you going to do when Obama is fully in charge? He wins his second election. And America's economy is beat down and there's no reason for Mexicans to come here to work anymore. There's no more jobs. We will become a third world country. And as George Soros said, China will lead the new world order. Oh, you thought America was going to lead it. Well, they're using our military fighting wars for Israel in the Middle East. But China's going to have the greatest army in the world, the greatest military. You know, the Bible talks about 200 million. 200 million warriors, fighters, coming from the east in the last days. The Euphrates River there in Iraq will be dried up to prepare for the way of the kings of the east. That's devil kings. That's demons. I think actually that's 200 million demons that are going to come forth from the east. Maybe they're already coming. Maybe many of them are here. Maybe many are in the White House and they're called Zionist communists, Zio commies. Maybe they have names like Rahm Emanuel and Axelrod and Bernanke and Geithner, and Cass, and on and on. Now, I want you to understand that from the very beginning, Red China has been a Zionist power. This is going to be the shocker I'm going to tell you about today. Did you know, and watch for the next newsletter now, the one, let's see, coming out September 1st. It'll be online on my website, Power Prophecy. Those of you who get the printed edition in the mail, you'll get it. Has pictures of the early Mao Zedong regime. Guess what? The man who handled the money, the Minister of Appropriations or Finance for Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai, the communist, was a Jew. The Minister of Appropriations was Jewish. The head of the media, the newspapers, TV, radio, in communist China, beginning in 1949, was a Jew. There was Israel Epstein, a Polish Jew, who was made a high-level member of the Chinese Communist Party. He came from Poland first to the United States, where he worked for pro-communist labor union newspapers. But then he was told by his superiors in the Communist Party in the 40s to go to China and work with Mao Zedong. Then there was Sidney Shapiro, an American Jew from Brooklyn, New York. When World War II kicked off, the Jews arranged for him to go into the U.S. Army, where he was taught the Chinese language by the U.S. Army. But he didn't stay and work in the U.S. Army. He was sent to China, where he became Mao Zedong's assistant. Shapiro, Epstein, one of them took care of all the money for the communist government. The other one, the media. Friends, when you've got the media and the money, the banks and all, in the hands of Jews, what else do the Chinese have? Well, they have the military. But don't think the Jews weren't there too, watching over things. Wow. These are amazing things. But there's more. How about the Grand Lodge, the Freemasons of China? Oh, yes. Let me read to you some research I've done. Did you know that on January the 15th and 16th of 1949, January of 1949, a convention of Master Masons was held to organize the Grand Lodge of the Free and Accepted Masons of China? And they set up the Grand Lodge. And six more lodges were organized by that year, the end of that year. By 1967, there were 76 lodges. Did you know that there is a Masonic lodge system in China operating today? Did you know that Mao Zedong was a Freemason? Did you know that he was sent to a high school as a young man that was operated by the Order of Skull and Bones of Yale? A bonesman, a Freemason. Did you know that he was sent to the Grand Lodge of Paris, France, to be initiated by the Jews? The Jews set Mao Zedong and the communists up in power. They guided him. They mentored him. They funded him with American and Western Europe money. And the Illuminati's Oriental Express is rolling down the tracks. They believe America is finished as a nation. Is it? Are the best days of America behind us? God knows. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've been looking at the Illuminati's Oriental Express, the rise of Red China, the unfortunate beatdown of America. And my prayer, dear friends, is you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.